Welcome back to another edition of Sports Business Secrets. My name is Kevin Tarka. I am the founder of Creation Talent Agency, and I will be releasing a new podcast every single day for an entire year that is specifically designed to share the inevitable challenges of the sports business world and how to overcome them. I'm inviting you to join me in real time on my personal journey of representing professional basketball players, traveling the world, and continuously finding ways to battle through the adversity in this competitive industry. The goal is to share as many secrets as I can to help you along your own path to success. Let's go. 365 days ago, I launched the Sports Business Secrets podcast, and the plan was to put out an episode every single day for an entire year. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. We have arrived. This is the 365th day in a row. And today I'm probably going to ramble on for a little bit, getting off topic here and there and going on tangents, but I'm going to attempt to categorize this episode into a handful of sections. First, I'm going to start with the origin of the project and why it began, and then get into the outcome. Then I'll have a handful of thank yous, which I think is always necessary. Then I'm going to chat about some podcast stats. Then we'll get into the fun part about just discussing things I've learned, really, both about the industry, about the podcast itself, about myself, about the business. And then I'm going to end with the most important part about what's next, right? How it's going to look moving forward, what I want to improve on, some ideas for growth, and what that's going to look like. So without further ado, part one, the origin. So just to give you a recap, for those of you who have not been with me for the, since the beginning, I've said this several times throughout the podcast on why I actually started it, but I read a book by Russell Brunson, and he said, if you record a podcast and release one every single day consistently for an entire year, you will never have to worry about money again. And so that was a bold statement. I read it, and then I actually watched, there was a YouTube video that basically just reiterated that, but it was him speaking, and I watched him say it and listened to him say it. And I was like, wow, that sounds amazing. And then ultimately, a buddy of mine, Sean Light, which you'll probably hear his name a couple times in this episode, he started it, and he did it. He did his own podcast, and then he basically convinced me to start my own. And so that is where it began. Now, the question that you guys are all thinking right now, do I still have to worry about money? No, I do not. I am in Barcelona. I'm staying in the W on the beach, and I'll probably continue to travel the world for the rest of my life without thinking twice, since the cash fountains are pouring down on me. I'm just kidding. The real answer is yes. Yes, I still have to worry about money. No, I'm not in the W. I'm in an Airbnb, a lovely one at that, in San Gervasi, which is an awesome spot of town. I do have to worry about money still. So what's up with that, Russell? Man, you lied to me. So here's what I got on that. I'll say, if I focused on how I can make money as a topic, like building around the context of making money for the podcast, I think that the answer might be different. The result might be more money focused. For example, one of the things that Sean Light did was talk about growing a business and lead generation. And not only did he teach that, but he studied it and he worked on it himself. He found ways to automate his process and to make money and what works for him and what doesn't. And he went through that exercise and that experience. And the reason that I bring that up is because I didn't do the full dive into how to make money or specifically like, look, this is what I want to do in order to bring in revenue. I didn't do that, right? I have my online course, and I studied that a bit and tried to find ways to make people to drive traffic for people to buy that course. But to an extent, it wasn't about, hey, let me go make money. I think for me, the thought about generating revenue was not front and center. And for that reason, And that main reason in the law of attracting, the law of attraction, the law of being present in something that you want before you get it. For those reasons, I don't have endless money and I do have to worry about it now, right? I was present in building a network, educating myself, sharing information, bringing on guests, having those conversations, learning about the industry, and honestly, really finding my way, finding where I should be on that international bridge of basketball. And again, for that reason, I think I planted the seeds that will open up doors for me to make a lot of money in the future. And it's never a question for me whether I'm going to be very wealthy or very rich. Like that's happened. That's going to happen. I consider myself wealthy and rich already. In terms of financially speaking, that will come. But I think the seeds have been planted, right? I think this process just planted the seeds for the future. And so when Russell says you're never going to have to worry about money again, I don't necessarily think he means you'll look at your bank account and see stacks of cash. I mean, maybe for some, right? Maybe for him. And, you know, maybe he actually did mean that. But for me, for my process, I really believe that this planted the seeds and built and helped build the foundation for me to experience that in the future as naturally and organically as I can based on the work that I'm doing now. So that's the origin. Part two is the thank yous. And so I think I would be doing a disservice to everyone if I didn't say thank you to many people. First, family and friends. I mean, I think my parents, who most of the pandemic or a lot of time during the pandemic, I was fortunate enough to live under the same roof as them. So very often my mom would say, "Hey, is it okay if I vacuum or are you recording a podcast?" Which is funny, but on a serious note, They helped me tremendously. So a big thank you to my parents, my brothers, my sister. They're all avid listeners. Appreciate the support from them because, when you get this thing started and you start a podcast, there's very often not a lot of listeners. And so when you get a text from someone saying, "Hey, I listened to your podcast this morning," you know, I appreciate it. You know, I know my grandma listened to a few as well. My friends, same thing. Especially got to give another shout out to my guy, Sean Light, who actually, again, got me onto this project, another avid listener. So I can't tell you how much I've learned from his podcast. So if you haven't listened to it, I've gave several shout outs, go listen to it. And quite frankly, some of the stuff that you have heard me talk about before was directly stolen from his and the ideas and the topics. So appreciate my guy, Sean, and then all the other friends and fam that have tuned in. And then a few people who probably don't know they impacted me. Robin Sharma, Greg McCowan. I've mentioned a few of their books that I've learned a lot from over this past year. Gary Vee, Eric Thomas, those types of guys that I listen to and consume their content. I think they help shape my mindset and my ideas. And there's a lot more people out there, but they say, you know, you become the average of the people you surround yourself with. And that doesn't just mean a person. And so I think it's just important to make sure I include those guys in my thank yous because, I do consume their content and I think it helps me on my path and it helps me formulate my ideas and my thinking into some of the podcast episodes that I have put out. So big thank you to everyone who has listened. I'll end that with thank you to you. Right. There are nearly 100 people that tune in around the world to every single one of my podcasts, which is a mind-blowing stat. And so I appreciate you. I appreciate you if you've shared this on social media. I appreciate you if you're a guest that have come on that has shared your knowledge. I appreciate you if I've never met you and you're listening to this or you've sent it to a friend. It truly means a lot. Part three, stats. So as of right now, the morning of Thursday, October 14th, 2021, there have been 41,628 downloads. People have listened to the episodes 41,628 times throughout 83 different countries in this world. That is, it's absolutely an absurd number to me because I have not even visited 83 countries. I've been to 35, quick humble brag, and hopefully on this trip here, I'll be checking out my 36th. But the world is a large place. And so for people to tune in from 83 different countries, from Italy, Germany, Spain, Turkey, all the way to Lebanon, Andorra, Senegal, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Albania, Ukraine, Bosnia, even Kenya, Kyrgyzstan, Tunisia, Qatar. Obviously, I haven't even mentioned most of them. It's quite unbelievable. So that is a stat that I'm very proud of. There have been 84 guests, from coaches to scouts to GMs to business owners to marketers to trainers to former pros, and the list goes on and on and on, which means this is my 281st solo episode. So I'm surprised you guys haven't gotten sick of my voice lately. And then to wrap up the stats section, I'll just share the top three, the top three solo episodes that have gotten the most listens, and then the top three guest episodes. So the top three solo episodes were the new FIBA regulations, which was episode 314, which was relatively recent, where I discussed a lot of the new shift and changing of the agent rules. Episode three was titled "What Do Agents Do?" So way back to the beginning there, "What Do Agents Actually Do?" was episode three, and then "How Agent Commission Really Works," episode 274, where I dive into how agents make money and the realities that agents go through, just basically how much money they make and where the commission comes from and things of that nature. So if you want to go tune back into those, if you haven't heard those yet, that's where you can find those. And then the top three downloaded episodes did not change since the last update I gave you. The first one is the director of scouting at Maccabi Tel Aviv, Avi Evan, talks about what it's like to play in the EuroLeague, developing youth talent, what they look for when recruiting. They're obviously diving into the EuroLeague season right now. They had a game last night. The second most downloaded episode was the director of basketball operations and player development for the Lakers, Nick Lagios, who has since shifted and is currently the GM of the Capitanes Ciudad de México NBA G League's first franchise that's based in Mexico that will kick off their season here soon. He talked about his extensive international experience, his Australian national team experience, his time at Stanford, the many hats he wore at the Lakers organization. And we might have to get him back on for an update here once the season kicks off down in Mexico City. And then the last one, the third most downloaded episode was the sports director of Strasbourg in France, Nicola Alberani, talked about how he grew up in Italy and then transitioned to France, his passion for economics, and then he just dug into a little bit about approaching the final eight, that playoff spot when they were in France. So the next four or five were James Feldin, Sam Meyerkoff, Ed Scott, Matt Beyer. And so obviously all my guests are amazing, and you know, I can't put one ahead of the other because there are some recent guests that just haven't had the time to get as many downloads. So all 84 guests were amazing, and we might have to follow up with them here in the next 365 days to see where they're at and see where they've grown to. But those guests were fantastic. So let's see, what are we at here? We are 13 or 14 minutes in. The next section I'm going to talk about is what I've learned. And I broke this section down into, I have 5 points here. I can go on forever, really, about what I've learned in the last 365 days, but I'll just break it down to five for now. And the first one is relationship building continuity. That's what I titled it. So we all know that relationships is the core of every business, and honestly, the structure of how this world works, especially today versus in the past, just being based on who you know. But this was proven time after time after time this year as a byproduct of podcast episodes and guests, whether it's getting a guest on that I didn't previously know due to a relationship, or getting a guest on that I met halfway across the world. Relationship building is something that it's never going to stop. It's going to be a thing until you leave this wonderful earth of ours. So, it's just important to realize that you can't just meet someone new and then, you know, you have the connect and then you start building relationships. It's a continuous process, and you need to continue to give without expectation of return and not just wait until you need something from someone to reach out to them. So please, one thing I'll leave you with on here that I noticed throughout the year, please make sure that you are aware of who, in quotes, your guy or your girl is, and who is just someone that might be a colleague, which is completely fine, or someone that you just met, right? It's, as I mentioned before, it's not who you know, but it's who knows you, and more importantly, who picks up the phone when you call. That's the important part about relationship building. And so I can't tell you how many conversations I've had this year with people who name drop someone and said, yeah, you know, it's cool. Like I got, you know, my connect or my guy is X or Y or Z. And I'm sitting there just being aware of it. Like, okay, cool. Like that I actually had that person on my podcast last week. So, you know, let me know if you want to discuss that or you want me to introduce you. And then all of a sudden the conversation changed. Like, oh, wow. You know him? Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I sent him an email last month and I'm waiting for him to get back to me. So that's not your guy. So, you know, the point here is for relationships, be very aware of who you're saying is in your crew. Who's your guy? Who's your girl? I think it's overused a lot. I'm guilty of it too, to say that's my guy. But genuinely, when I say that's my guy, I mean that. I have a relationship with them. And so I just think it's important for you to understand that people talk. And so you should identify and be aware of how good of a relationship you have with someone before you, I guess, continue to talk about them in a certain manner. So that was number one. Number two, never stop learning. It's super humbling to realize how much there is in this world that you don't know. And that's, again, a byproduct of me starting this podcast. And I'm not talking about random things because that's a given. I think that's obvious. I don't know anything about plants. I don't know anything about manufacturing TVs. I don't know anything about the car insurance industry, right? I'm not an expert at accounting or financial management or running a travel agency. I am a sports agent. I'm a networker. I'm a connector. So I just think it's important for you to realize that whatever industry you're in, there is so much more that you don't know, right? No matter how much of an expert I think I am as an agent, I can always learn more. So whatever you're doing, I bet you I can think of a question for you that you don't know the answer to. And being okay with knowing that you don't know everything is huge. And so it's motivated me to learn more and then to teach more. And I think if you can take that and do that in whatever industry you're in, you're going to find success at some point. Number three, humbly go public. What do I mean by that? Well, accountability is a very powerful tool. And so one of the best disciplines that I've learned from this podcast is to hold yourself accountable publicly, right? You could tell a friend. You could tell a sibling, you could tell a parent. You don't necessarily have to post it on Facebook what your goals are, but you could. Right? You'd be surprised that when you put your thoughts out into this world and your goals and things that you want to do, whether you write it down for yourself or you tell a friend or you tell a parent or you publicly claim to the internet that you're going to do something, or you know, whether it's 365 episodes in a row or something as simple as, hey, I want to lose 5 pounds or I want to work out 3 times a week. Right, there's a force that you that comes upon you when you want to make sure you don't let people down and you put it out there into the world. There's a force that happens and it's very powerful. I also say humbly, you might have noticed I said humbly go public, humbly because I was reminded of the force of social media and how many people, myself included sometimes, can get caught up in just posting something because they want to feel validated or they need, you know, people to know that they did something. Now, again, there's a fine line. It's a blessing and a curse there, social media. There's a fine line between telling your story, doing it for brand reputation building reasons, or just doing it to do it because you want people to know that, you know, you need to feel validated. So it's just important to be aware of how you publicly do things. But the point here is accountability. Go public. Share that idea. I know it's scary, but share it. Once you do, then there's going to be an extra kick in the ass for you every morning when you wake up and you need to go to the gym a certain amount of times in the week before somebody calls you out for it, instead of just giving yourself an excuse because no one's going to hold you accountable. Number four, be different. You never know who's listening to what you say. You never know who's watching what you do. You never know who somehow will find out about the things that you do behind closed doors or the things that you do when you think no one is watching, especially today with the power of the internet. If you find a way to provide value and you can deliver it in a unique way to the market, it's going to pay off for you somehow, some way. For me, I didn't really know what this podcast was going to lead to. I didn't do it to make money. As I mentioned before, I just needed to do something during quarantine. And I knew education was lacking in this industry. I realized no one does anything like this. And so boom, there we go. I started the project. How many agents have a podcast? None that I know of. It's different. I wanted to differentiate myself. And it's obviously morphed as I've gone along over the last year, but it's also been consistent. It's different, right? But I bring value to people who want to learn about the sports business world, including myself, when I learn something new, right? The agency world, the professional basketball world, the marketing world, college sports enthusiasts, you name it. I'm doing something different, and I'm delivering value in a unique way. Not only has this been an exponential magnifier in regards to networking for me, but it's actually led to business. I think I mentioned on one of the episodes that networking wise, people have reached out to me from all different places, whether it's a GM from a new team that I haven't met in a new market overseas, or the little girl who I refer to a lot that messaged me on Instagram and says she learns this podcast to learn English from Romania. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, I also mentioned that one of my clients, DJ McCall, was introduced to me because he reached out because he listened to the podcast, right? So if you do something different and it's almost a scary different and you're not sure if it's going to work out, but you do it anyways, usually that leads to success. Usually that leads to you separating yourself from the pack. Number five, last thing here, is define your success. If you Google the word success or you look it up in a dictionary, you're going to find a handful of different definitions. Now, you can watch YouTube videos and read books on it all day long, but at the end of the day, you have to define what success looks like for you. It can be small, it can be large, and that definition honestly can vary based on your goals. And you can have different definitions of success for different goals, right? No one can tell you what your definition of success is. The success of this podcast started out to publish an episode every single day. Well, congrats to me. The podcast is a success now because this is, every single day for a year, right? So it's a success now. This is the 365th consecutive episode. But now the definition is going to change. What makes this podcast a success moving forward? I'm not exactly sure, but whatever that is, it's going to be different than the definition of success 1 year ago. It's going to have to get upgraded as I move along and as the goals get bigger. Personally, I've come up with a few different meanings of what success means for me, but I will share with you right now how I define success, broadly speaking. Right now, the one that I like the most is being able to wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night, and in between, I can do exactly what I want. And that's not something that a lot of people can say. That's how I define my success. Generally speaking, now obviously there's days that I do things that I don't want to, or I have to do certain things to get to where I want to. But if I can wake up in the morning, go to sleep at night, and in between then I can do exactly what I want, that sounds like a very successful day to me, right? Take it one day at a time. And that defining my own success is very powerful. And so I think for you, you should take some time to reflect on what success looks like to you, not what success looks like to society, not what success looks like to people on Instagram, not what success looks like to your parents or your friends or somebody that means a lot to you. What success looks like to you? Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself today what that looks like. Because once you define that, and you might not have the definition overnight, but once you define that, then you're going to be on your track. You're going to have a goal to reach. Section five, the last section here, what is next? So will there be an episode tomorrow? Will we have episode 366 of Sports Business Secrets? No, there will not. But don't worry, will this podcast continue? Absolutely. this has been an amazing run. I've had a lot of fun doing it, but I need a little break. I'm balancing a handful of projects right now, and not only is it important for me to shift some of my time towards those, I just think it's important to hit that refresh button. And you know, with everything that you're doing, you need to take a break every now and then. You need to balance yourself to where you stay refreshed. Otherwise, you're going to burn out with whatever you're doing. And so I think I've kind of hit that point right now, where some days I wake up and I'm like, man, I don't necessarily feel the need to do this because I don't want to put out content that people don't find valuable, right? And that's just a byproduct of doing it every single day and talking about a lot of shit over the year. But I need a few days off. You know, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. I don't think it'll get that long before I want to talk about something again, or I want to fill you in on what I'm doing here in Europe, or I want to have a guest on, which there are a lot of guests lined up. But then I'll hit the road strong again. So I'm obviously going to continue to bring on guests. I'm going to continue to put out solo episodes. It's probably going to be one or two guests a week, and maybe a few solo ones whenever I feel necessary. I had tried to think about, you know, hey, let me put some structure to this and let me put out an episode every Monday and have a guest every Friday, like you're supposed to in the podcast industry, so your guests know your schedule. But I just haven't got that far. I don't know if that's necessary. Maybe I will, but, you know, shit, maybe I'll go back to doing it every single day next month. But for now, the plan is to take a small break here, focus on what I got to focus on, refresh, reanalyze. There's obviously a lot of things that I want to improve on for the podcast. I think I can improve on spreading the exposure in different mediums. I think I can add the videos. I obviously have the videos for all my guest episode. I think I could put those up on YouTube. I think I could improve the graphics. I think I can maybe outsource some more of the work so I can, you know, consistently put it out on social media, although I have some of that stuff automated right now. I want to continue to have some added value for my guests. You know, I love telling their story, but I want to be better at providing more value for them because I think it's invaluable for me and for you that you get to hear from them. But I would like to find ways to incorporate some sponsors, some strategic partners, maybe even get some revenue streams coming in, and then have that obviously be able to bring value in some way or form to the guests that come on. So obviously a lot to work on here. Tomorrow is going to be the first day in an entire year that you're not going to wake up to my lovely voice. So I hope you don't forget about me. If you enjoyed this podcast at all, or you got any value out of it, that any of the 365 episodes, it would mean the world to me. I would be very happy if you could share the link to this specific episode on social media, either repost what I post, or tweet it yourself, or retweet mine, or you know, whatever you do, tag me on Instagram, tag me on Twitter, throw the link up somewhere, share it on Facebook. The more people that hear this episode, the better for me, because it allows me to, you know, to get more guests on. It allows me to get more content. It allows me to get more statistics so I can then share with strategic partners. It makes the whole situation better. So I truly think it can empower a lot of people to continue to fight for their goals and pursue a life they've always wanted to live if they've listened to a guest or they listened to an episode, just like it's done for me. You know, it's continued to inspire me. It's continued to hold me accountable. And so if you can do me that one favor, if you've listened to any episode, if you're listening to this one now, if you can tweet it, if you can share it on Instagram, if you can put it on Facebook, if you can put it on whatever social media you have and tag me, that would be greatly appreciated. I appreciate your support tremendously. Thanks again. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., I will not be seeing you. You will not be hearing me. I will not be speaking to a microphone. I will be doing something in Barcelona, Spain. So have an amazing day, and please stay tuned for more in the next few weeks. Love you guys. You're the best, and we'll see you soon.